Faith without a weather forecast. He who observes the wind won't sow, and he who regards the clouds won't reap. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. World English Bible. Release what you cannot control. Cast your bread on the waters. Does not picture someone throwing a loaf into a river. Bread could mean grain, the substance of life and commerce. Some interpreters see an allusion to maritime trade. Grain sent across dangerous seas might return months later as profit. Others picture seeds scattered upon land flooded by seasonal waters, becoming fruitful when the waters receded. Either way, the wisdom is startling. Fruitfulness begins when something leaves your hand. Give a portion to 7, yes, even to 8, uses a Hebrew poetic pattern in which the second number exceeds the first. 7 suggests completeness, 8 goes beyond it. Koheleth may be commending diversified labor, open-handed generosity, or both. In biblical wisdom, prudence and generosity are not enemies. Because disaster cannot be predicted, we should neither place everything in one fragile vessel nor clutch everything in fear. Uncertainty becomes an argument for generosity. The holiness of not knowing. The farmer who refuses to sow until the wind is perfect will die with an untouched bag of seed. There is a difference between wisdom and endless calculation. Discernment pays attention, fear demands guarantees. Koheleth places us between two realities. The future cannot be predicted, and some past events cannot be reversed. Once the tree falls, there it lies. Between the unknowable future and the unchangeable past stands the present, the only place where obedience is possible. Verse 5 deepens the mystery. The Hebrew word ruach can mean wind, breath, or spirit. We do not know the path of the wind, nor how bones form within the womb. This is not an attack on knowledge. It is a confession that even when we understand a process, life itself remains God's hidden work. Jesus employs the same wind and spirit mystery when speaking of new birth in John chapter 3, verse 8. God has not explained everything, but he has given us seed. Joy beneath judgment. The chapter's closing call to rejoice can sound reckless, until Koheleth adds that God will bring everything into judgment. Yet judgment does not cancel joy. It rescues joy from becoming self-destruction. Because our days matter to God, pleasure is neither ultimate nor meaningless. It is received gratefully, enjoyed faithfully, and released when its season ends. Hebel, often translated vanity, means vapor or breath. Youth is not worthless. It is ungraspable. Light is sweet precisely because evening comes. Christian hope goes further. In Christ, the coming darkness is not final. Resurrection means that faithful sowing is never wasted, even when the harvest remains hidden. Today, release some bread. Sow without perfect weather. Give, serve, begin, apologize, create, or pray. Providence does not require your certainty, only your faithful hand. Suggested readings: Isaiah chapter 32, verse 20, Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29, John chapter 3, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11, James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. Suggested hymn, God Moves in a Mysterious Way, by William Cowper. Prayer. Hidden and faithful God, free me from demanding certainty before I obey. Open my hand, steady my heart, and teach me to sow with courage, rejoice with gratitude, and entrust every unseen harvest to you. Through Christ, my risen hope. Amen.